B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Is there something that you have, like a friend or family member who's just not aware of that is common knowledge to literally every other human being on Earth? Like, everybody knows this. For example, everybody knows the Earth is round, but you've got a friend that's like, no, it's flat. It's flat. Well, that's what I learned.
Their parents told them the Earth was flat.
Right?
Yeah, right. An example of this just happened with dear old Meryl Streep.
Don't say dear old Meryl Streep. That's what got everybody in this.
Emphasis on dear.
That's what got us in this situation in the first place. So Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Meryl Streep all doing a Netflix movie together. And Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are using a nickname to call Meryl Streep, which was intended to be a compliment, but Meryl Streep took it offensive because she didn't understand what it means. So take a listen.
We offhandedly call Meryl the goat, you know, goat.
Sure.
Like, oh, yeah. The goat do that. Yeah, the goat will go here. And we were doing a photo shoot and I, you know, said something like goat. And Meryl kind of said, that's right. Just tell the old goat where to go. And I was like, Meryl, you know that goat means greatest of all time, right? And she was like, oh, no.
So here Meryl had been thinking that these, and she just took it. Like, they're calling me a farm animal. Yeah. And she just took it. A classic example of this is a famous story that my wife tells. It just tickles me. And she's on the phone right now. Tell us what happened. This is the funny thing that you just accepted was real, even though everybody knows it's not.
My mom cooked meals. And I thought that was the way that these meals were to be presented. So I had an Italian boyfriend. I was probably like 19 or 20. And I got the opportunity to cook him dinner. And I thought, I'm going to nail this out of the park with my mom's chicken parm. So I went to the store. I picked up some Perdue breaded cutlets.
Ooh, nice.
I got jarred sauce, a little mozzarella.
Yeah, some Prego.
But I was like, yep, exactly how Mama made it. I plated up my delicious meal, excited to give it to him. And you know what? I served it with a side of mashed potatoes because that's what Mama did. And I basically got laughed
off
of the table.
She
was like, I put it down, a nice warm cutlet on top of mashed potatoes. And he goes, what is this?
Last night, I told our six-year-old son, like, Mommy had a boyfriend who was Italian that she made. He goes, why didn't Mommy marry that guy?
Just think about it. They say you got to kiss a bunch of frogs to get to a prince. I mean, that's all that was happening.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he thought that I was the frog.
So we got to get down to business. We have Santa's cell phone number. It's an Atlanta number because, you know, he summers down here.
When of course.
From the North Pole. Well, they call that a snowbird, right?
Yeah, he's like a reverse snowbird.
Yeah.
So we'll give you Santa's cell phone number in just a minute, but we're in such a good relationship with the big guy. He gives us the password to his cell phone so we can check the messages and see what people are leaving for Santa.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Yes, Santa Claus. I want a skateboard. I want an LOL surprise. Can you get me a new brother? Because he is always bothering me. Thanks. Bye.
Next message.
Santa Claus. I want a hammer and some nails.
Okay.
Because I like breaking stuff. I've been trying to be a good boy. I love you.
Next message.
Yes, Santa. I am calling to ask you to help Alabama and Nick Saban win another national championship. Merry Christmas and Roll Tide.
Next message.
I want a Lamborghini, Santa.
Oh, end of message.
Let that Alabama fan through.
So if you want to leave a message for Santa,
very easy, 404-954-1731. Again, 404-954-1731.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Steven, very interesting. We need forgiveness from your ex-wife, Veronica.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the worst thing that you did? Because there's probably a laundry list of things.
I went behind her back without talking to her and got our daughter Stella's ears pierced.
Oh, no.
Why?
Well, you know, it's something she really, really wanted. I don't know if any of you are, you know, divorced parents of kids, but it's harder than usual to not do something that's going to make her really happy.
Yeah.
What made you do this without checking with her? Like, were you like most people who get their ears pierced, either drunk or at a slumber party?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. I know her mom was never going to let her do it, and I think it's pretty normal at her age, and I think it's fine. So I went ahead and pulled the trigger, and, you know, we'll clean up the mess now.
This is the classic do it now and ask forgiveness later.
Mm-hmm. Also, that doesn't, if we do it now, I can take the heat for it, whereas in another 5 years, my ex is going to be more mad at the daughter. You know, right now she's going to sort of let the daughter ride on it.
So you you're know, saying is that you're basically like Gandhi, right?
Well, I mean, at least like half a Gandhi, sure, why not?
Half a Gandhi.
Jeez.
Wow. Well, we'll see if your ex-wife agrees that you're half a Gandhi.
Well, she probably thinks I'm half of something, but
We will call her in 10 minutes and we're going to ask her forgiveness. So sit tight, okay?
Thank you guys. Wish us luck.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Steven is a single dad who let his 5-year-old daughter get her ears pierced. Problem was, he has yet to tell his ex-wife. That's why we're here to help him do that on Forgive and Forget. Steven, sit tight. We're going to call your ex, Veronica, here and talk to her for a minute.
Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
This is Ronnie. Who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I know who you are.
Oh.
A lot of people do. We hear that a lot.
Sorry.
I don't. I listen to you guys every day. Is Steven on the phone?
Ooh.
He is. Why would you think he'd be on the phone?
He tried to get our 5-year-old vaccinated behind my back.
What?
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and bring Steven on, since obviously...
Yeah, great idea.
Oh, jeez. Oh, maybe Steven wants to hang up.
As apparently everybody knows, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Steven was not calling about the vaccination.
They called me. They called me the minute that you brought her in.
The doctor's office called you.
Yeah, I told them don't do it.
Why is the doctor calling mom?
Because I'm friends with the girls at the front. Come on.
So, Ronnie, we won't even discuss the original reason Steven called in. It sounds like you're upset about the vaccination.
No, the vaccination, I just told them put a Band-Aid on her arm and just tell them whatever you want.
What?
So she's
they vaccinated her.
I told them not to, so they just put a Band-Aid on her. Why don't you ask her?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
There's so much going on here. Let's just get it all out on the table. Ronnie, Steven called us to ask your forgiveness for getting your daughter's ears pierced.
You got her ears pierced?
Yes. You were going to see that tomorrow.
Why?
It was a reward for, being a brave girl and getting that shot, which turns out she didn't even get.
Why wouldn't you guys be on the same page in terms of the vaccination?
Yeah.
She doesn't want Stella to get vaccinated because my mom's got lupus and my daughter hasn't seen her grandparents in 2.5 years.
Ronnie, you're trying to keep your daughter from her grandparents?
I am just trying to protect my kid.
Stella does have her ears pierced, but she is not vaccinated, correct?
I can confirm the ears part, yeah.
And no one's ever, neither of you have talked to each other about that. There's no discussion about ears piercing and vaccination shots.
Well, you see what a joy she is to talk to about anything rationally.
Oh, gosh.
You're literally trying to go behind my back to vaccinate our kid, and you went behind my back to pierce her ears. Try to talk to me.
I would say this is a double whammy on Steven's part. Yeah. I'm sorry. And I don't have to ask you this, Ronnie. Do you forgive Steven for
million years. I don't even know where to start with you, Steve.
You can start by trying to make friends at literally every single doctor's office in town, because I'm going to find a way to get our daughter vaccinated so she is protected and is doing her part in our friggin' society. So
we are going to slowly walk away from this conversation, but I would just say I encourage you two to improve communication.
Great.
The deception and the manipulation and putting Stella in the middle, I just,
you're out of control. So
well,
I get
if that's not a decision
guy.
You're
like,
comfortable
I
making, don't make that decision.
We gotta go.
This is like a country song. There's peaks and there's valleys.
I keep waiting for a happy ending, and it's not coming.
Nope.
You're learning lap motion quicker than I did, y'all.
On the next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Forgive and forget. Tomorrow, Wendy needs to ask her son Paul's forgiveness. She completely messed up his travel arrangements to come home for the holidays to the point where now he's like, you know what? I'm not coming.
Oh, no.
I heard Amtrak is very comfortable this time of year.
We'll find out how Wendy screwed this up so bad when we talk to her tomorrow morning at 7.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
7:26. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Showers through mid-morning. It'll dry out this afternoon. High only of 57. 45 right now. What's going on, Kara?
Do you think we've become way too dependent on the internet? I mean, when major outages happen, like the one yesterday from Amazon Web Services, you see people lose their minds and their money. For several hours yesterday, Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, and more were down or having some serious issues. And while that may not be a huge deal, some of the other businesses that were affected, including our own, ruined some people's day. Delta and Southwest had interruptions, stranding some passengers, Venmo was being funky, and Amazon warehouses and delivery drivers were all at a standstill. This is their busiest time of the year. So they say these issues have been resolved and didn't give many other details, but we'll see if it happens again sometime soon.
Very good.
Thanks, Biden.
Right? Here we go. So this is a happier story. This is definitely the kind of thing that shows the spirit of the season is alive and well. Rita Wilson took her mama to the IHOP in Atlanta for some breakfast last week. She was super impressed with her waitress. Her name was Jasmine Castillo, and Rita noticed that she was totally stretched thin, but she gave amazing customer service. So at the end of the meal, Rita left a pretty nice tip.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine was so over the moon that she had gotten a $40 tip on a $30 tab. It totally made her day because that $40 is what she pays a day in childcare so she could go to work.
That's awesome.
So everything else that she made in tips that night were going to be just for her. So the two women exchanged some information, and Rita went to work on Facebook sharing their story and Jasmine's Cash App info. After a couple of days, Jasmine has received over $9,000 in anonymous tips.
Wow.
That is totally helping out her little family.
Wow.
It's crazy.
By the way, Kara, side note, Jasmine is a server, not a waitress. It's 2021. Come on.
Okay.
Now,
my bad.
Check your privilege.
Speaking of mispronouncing things, is there a word that you have trouble pronouncing? For me, it's always Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire.
I thought you were going to say especially. You have a hard time saying especially, Kara.
I
don't think Kara was looking for us to brainstorm words she doesn't know how to say.
I should put that list away.
Uh-huh.
For me,
please
it's
do.
Anonymity.
Well, it's funny because there's a company that put together the list of the most mispronounced words of the year, mostly by people like us in the media that's, you know, trying to get information to people that, you know, sometimes we just, our mouths just don't work with our brains.
Right.
But the top are kind of funny. Billie Eilish's name. Like her last name, Eilish, for some reason,
people don't know how to say it.
Can't get it right. Chuggy. Have you heard the word chuggy?
Oh, yeah,
it's
of
like
course.
Generation Z's word to mock us with our outdated, unfashionable aesthetics.
So chuggy.
And Dogecoin. A lot of people call it like Dogecoin or Doggy coin or whatever. It's Dogecoin. It's that cryptocurrency that was popularized by Elon Musk.
Drex, you don't have a word that you don't know how to pronounce?
No,
Drex is perfect.
If I don't know it, I don't say it. I mean,
you work around it. I've done that
exactly.
A lot of times. Like, you're like, what is this guy talking about? It's like, geez, just trying to not have
just
to say
dance right around.
And anonymity.
Yeah.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Redemption, Susie and Roswell.
Right.
Let's go. Can you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Go get your wallet, Kara.
I'm out of here, Susie. Good luck.
Thanks. Are brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara stands outside the studio while we ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We then bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you are able to answer more correctly than Kara can, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Susie. Question number one. After a 15-year hiatus, Reading Rainbow will return to PBS. Who is the original host of Reading Rainbow?
LeVar Burton.
Number two, one of the costumes worn in Elf is expected to fetch $50,000 at an auction tonight. Who plays Buddy the Elf in that movie?
Will Ferrell.
Number three, Adele's 30 album sold 1 million copies. It was last achieved 1.5 years ago by what female pop star with the album Folklore?
Taylor Swift.
Number four, name the genie in the bottle singer who accepted the... Go ahead.
Christina Aguilera.
Number five, A Medea Christmas was named George's favorite Christmas movie. What's the name of the Army base now known as Tyler Perry Studios?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
It starts with the word fort. You see it on your way to the airport. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, I don't know.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
Yeah, Redemption Week. Susie and Roswell, I think it was a week ago today she tied Kara, so we're bringing her back to get a clear-cut winner between the two ladies.
Susie's so close to getting the job done. Kara's back in here. Will Kara get question number five? Ready for the same questions, Kara?
Sure.
Number one, after a 15-year hiatus, Reading Rainbow returns to PBS. Who is the original host?
LeVar Burton.
That's what Susie said, 1-1.
Number two, one of the costumes worn in Elf is expected to fetch $50,000 at an auction tonight. It's such a ridiculous, who's got that, to spend on a costume you can get at the Party City?
One of them went for $300,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that stimulus money.
Who plays Buddy the Elf in that movie?
Will Ferrell.
That's what Susie said, 2-2.
Number three, Adele's 30 album has sold 1 million copies. That was last achieved 1.5 years ago by what female pop star with the album Folklore?
Taylor Swift.
That's what Susie said as well, 3-3.
And for Susie, that was just a guess. She was like, Taylor Swift, I don't know. Number four, name the genie in the bottle singer who accepted the Music Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards last night.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, we couldn't even finish the question and Susie was answering it. Very thirsty there, 4-4.
Number five, A Medea Christmas was named George's favorite Christmas movie. What's the name of the Army base now known as Tyler Perry Studios?
Fort McPherson.
That's what we were looking for, Susie.
Dang it.
All right. Redemption Week, and Kara has it. Final score, 5-4. Susie and Roswell, are you smarter than Kara?
You are not.
Yeah. All right, Kara.
I'm not.
Your new record, 1,172 wins and 38 losses, Kara.
Sorry, Susie.
It's fine. Thank you so much.
Once again, no cash. However, you do get...
You're so welcome to give me some money.
You are going to see Keith Urban, the Speed of Now World Tour, October 8th at State Farm Arena.
No
Tickets
way.
Go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
That's awesome.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. If you want to play, you can sign up at TadDrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.